Local housing market is chugging along. We're getting a snapshot of how the winter market is going in our area. Joining us now, Ron Citron of Long and Foster. And Ron, we'll start with contracts in the area for December. Were those up or down?
December was a good month. It was actually really good. For December, we were 22% ahead of the five-year December average, which shows you a lot of activity. And even for the year, it was a decent year. We were up 2% for the whole year. What's interesting is that most of that activity, the biggest portion, was in the $200,000 price segment and below, which really sort of says, hey, that's the entry-level buyer or the investor buyer.
What do you think finally got people out and about and into the market in December after sitting on the sidelines all year?
You know, that's something I've been wondering a lot myself. I think a big part of it is the low interest rates and the rising cost of renting. But also I think that a lot of it is investors buying because they're seeing some good opportunities out there. December's a good time to buy typically because you get better pricing. And then whatever renovation they're doing, they'll put it on the market during the spring season, and it's a good time to resell.
Something that stands out, inventory. It was very low. It has been for some time now. Explain those numbers to us and why they're important.
Yeah, you know, the inventory is really, it dropped 21% this year, which is a lot. But going back to 2005, our inventory was about 50,000, and that's for this whole region.
Okay.
And then it swelled all the way to almost 100,000, and now we're back to 50,000 again. So it's really dropped off a lot, and it is important for a couple reasons. One, if you're a homeowner, it just gives you that sense of stability and price stability. And if you're selling, it's obviously there's less competition out there, even though there's still plenty of competition, there's just less of it. From a buyer's perspective, though, they kind of would like to see the inventory a little bit. They like to see a little bit more out there because it gives them a little bit more of an edge in negotiating and gives them more choices.
And as we've been hearing, people just don't have that much to pick from. And what is out there that is good gets all the attention. The top houses on the market seem to attract all the buyers, all the bids. What about foreclosures and short sales in December? What did you get from that point of view?
Well, interesting. Just from a short sales perspective, in December, a record number closed. About 20% of it. There's a huge spike in short sale closings in December. I think it had something to do with maybe the bank saying, "Let's get these loans off our books before the end of the year." But when you look at the question of foreclosures and short sales together, foreclosures have dropped dramatically in our area. They're down 58%. So about one out of every 20 houses for sale is a foreclosure. That's 5%. That's reasonably low. However, there's still a lot of short sales out there. So it's about 22% of our market is made up of the short sale seller.
And the big question, of course, everybody's wondering, where are prices moving right now?
Where are prices moving? Well, if you look at this whole region, you know, the eight surrounding counties, you would think with inventory dropping as much as it did that prices would have gone up. But in fact, they actually went down a little bit. They went down 1.9%. But, you know, looking back, they're still well above the 2009 lows. However, what's interesting is that you can look at it segment by segment. If you look at the $200,000 and lower segment, those homes typically are taking 107 days to sell, and they're selling for about 11% off their original list price, where the $500,000 to $1 million market, those homes are selling in 60 days and only selling 5% off their original list price.
That's interesting. So we have a strong December, what appears to be a strong December after a disappointing year. How would you sum up 2011 quickly?
Quickly, I would say it was a transitional year.
Transitional. Very nicely done. Very, very carefully worded political statement. Rod Citron of Long and Foster, thank you as always for being with us.